Hello, friend. Welcome to another episode of Badass Unscripted. I don't think we listen very well. Do you? We seem to be laser focused on what we want to hear, what we want to believe. And because everything is so we oriented, it can't possibly be them oriented. And I think at the heart of agility is the ability to sensibly and optimally organize work so that we filter out what isn't delivering the value that they want, what isn't bringing them the experience that they desire, and instead focusing on what we want to do. And I don't believe it started that way, do you? Because Agile seemed to me started from the desire of a few programmers who got together and said, there has got to be a better way to give people things that they value, a way to stop delivering software that doesn't delight and therefore doesn't sell, and instead focus our precious energy on making the things that they do want happen, and maybe even happen faster. What a great idea. But sooner or later, the process became the thing. What we desired was, tell me what to do on day three in step five so I don't screw this up. What is it that I say to my customer? What is it that I say to my architect? What is it that I say to my product owner to get the best results every time so I don't have to think, so I don't have to risk, so I don't have to explore? Already it sounds to me like we've missed the point of doing this agile thing. And what happens then is it invites in people who love that employee mindset of believing that there's one thing that we can do to please the company, to fulfill our contractual agreements, to get it right, to look good on our 360 review, to get the pats on the back or the pats on the head and say you've been very good this quarter. You did all the right things, but now we'd like you to do more of the right things. How about more dashboards? How about better estimates? How about more decimal places when describing our velocity? These things are not agile things. These things don't make our customers better. These don't allow us to innovate, to deliver grand vision, to launch more rockets. Doesn't do any of those things. But we don't want to hear it. We don't want to listen. What we want to hear is what we want to hear. That there is a rule book, there is a Bible, there is an agile deity who's watching down on us and smiling on certain efforts and frowning on others. And we just want to know what those are so that we can be pleasant, so that we can be pleasing. I think it's a bit of a mistake. I mean, I'm not pointing any fingers, but look around in history, look around in society and see where else we do that. And where does compliance and fidelity, not to a set of ideals, but to a set of scripted rules, ever served us well? It's great for keeping your fingers out of the bandsaw. It's great for making things so simple that no one could possibly screw it up. But what it's not great for is creativity, innovation, and solutioning. It doesn't help us become more nimble and attack the market with more, guess what, agility. And shouldn't that be the point? But this is why we don't learn. This is why 25 years later, Agile isn't really doing better or performing better than whatever we had on the market before or anything that's on the market now. Because we're not willing to say, maybe this was wrong. Maybe I've been doing it all wrong. Maybe I should focus on other things. Maybe I should ask better questions. Maybe I should be willing to burn it all down to build it up again. To me, that's what exploration, continuous learning, hello, and continuous development is supposed to look like. And to just have a set of virtues, but to never follow them, to never honor them, to never live them from our core, might as well not have the values and virtues at all. Might as well just throw it all away. Because what is it? It's all broken promises and false hope. When we have the four quadrants of the manifesto and the 12 principles and the so on and the so on, but we don't actually live them, then things are going to get more complicated, not less. They're going to get more wasteful, not less. And because we're afraid to learn, because we're afraid to see, we don't grow. And it's not just about spreading Agile to more companies, to more people. It's about doing what Agile wants us to do next, to keep pace with the changing landscape of business. This thing was written before smartphones were an everybody thing. The mindset and the experiences back then have absolutely no bearing on the mindsets and experiences of right now, the world of AI, the world of post-pandemic, work from home, remote communications. All of the social and political and technological changes of the past 25 years haven't really been factored in to what we believe and what we think and what we do. And we don't want to see it. We just want people to say, yes, you're right. We want people to say, I know the best way to do Scrum, the best way to do Agile. Because at the end of the day, We'd rather theorize. We'd rather analyze. We'd rather impress our friends and bicker back and forth in the hallways of social media than we would sit down and deliver a done thing. Go to our client and say, here, look, I finished this. Check it out. Test it. Try it. Show it to your customers. See what you think. Let me know. For whatever reason, that doesn't appeal to most of us. I think people who have really studied and really embraced Agile get it. But I think because we've marketed it as this thing you can buy, plug in, unzip, install, and launch, it's almost like we just make the thing work. Just give me some Agile and make my life better. I want to understand it and study it and take a bunch of certifications, $30,000 worth of certifications, so that I can do it right. But we don't truly want to understand when it works, how it works, why it works, and when it doesn't. We don't want to even hear that it doesn't. We don't want to hear that we've missed the point. We don't want to hear that we've forgotten our customers, and we don't want to hear that this isn't about you. This is about the excitement and the joy of delivering something that couldn't have existed a year ago, 2 years ago, all of a sudden is made real. And not because of some new tech, but because of our willingness to throw away everything we know, to build something new, to try, to risk, to fail, to endeavor bravely, not knowing for sure if the damn thing is going to work. And here's the best part. For all the people who are worried about their Agile jobs, and you should be, once you learn to let go of Agile, strange things happen. More opportunities. Not just jobs, but opportunities to lead, to innovate, to explore, to create a job or a position or a role that didn't exist before, that no one's really got a definition for. But it's an opportunity to reach behind the curtain and help real people. All of a sudden, those things come out of the darkness. They come out of nowhere. And that's when we grow. That's when we move on to Agile Next. It'll happen organically. We don't have to sit around on a committee and try to build an Agile 3.x or 4.x or any other thing. If we could just let go of believing that there's some magic script in agility. Agile isn't a thing. Scrum isn't a thing. And it's time to let go of it in its current form, like any other metamorphosis, so that we can break free of our shell and become something different, something that serves at a higher level. Now look, if you love this stuff, if this kind of talk excites you, you need to be part of the Forge, and there has never been a better time to join. I'm offering some incredible discounts. It's never been more sensible to invest in yourself, in jumping to the next level. Stop being an employee and a worshiper of the rules and the guide, and start being the kind of leader that the world needs in 2024. My friend, thank you for joining me one more time. As always, you can reach out at badassagile.com. You can find my YouTube channel in the show notes, sign up for my mailing list, and check out my products and services, from my digital classes to my one-to-one coaching. Can't wait to see you next time, and until then, stay badass.